Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Pagans Tonight Radio Network, the voice of the pagan world. Pagans Tonight is sponsored by WitchSchool.com, your anyone, anytime, anywhere magical education.
Hi, everyone. It's wonderful to be here. My name is Lady Elizabeth Carell, and I am so happy to be here on the Carellian Family Hour. I am with you for the next hour at 11 p.m. on the 22nd of June in the year 18 Aquarius. And I'm here tonight to talk to you about a few things. First and foremost, I would like to speak with you all about the Witch School website rebuild. As you just heard, Witch School is the sponsor of Pagans Tonight Radio Network, and its website is in need of some restructuring of sorts. The coding is a bit old, and it needs to be rewritten. It's being professionally rewritten. And in order to help in this effort, my agency, Witch and Famous Agency, is assisting with fundraising. And one way we're doing this is with t-shirts. So if you like pagan t-shirts, Wiccan t-shirts, please consider purchasing one. 25% of each purchase will be donated to the Carellian tradition for the rebuild of the rewrite of Witch School. And to that end, you can also make a donation, a monetary donation, without anything. Like if you just feel like donating, that would be amazing too. So to do that, you can go to goodness, let me see. Where are my links tonight? Let's see. thedailyspell.com/page/google-website-rebuild. Let's see. There's a donate button there at that website that I just mentioned. And to buy a t-shirt, you can go to bit.ly/CORRT-shirts with an S on the end. If you would like to chat with me tonight about money magic, about Witch School website rebuild, about anything else under the sun, I really don't mind. But we only have an hour, so I'm going to dig right in, and we're going to reminisce a little, I think, and kind of go back to my days as a newbie in the Witch School system. So some of you might know that the Carellian tradition has this thing called Magic TV. And Magic TV has been around for years and years and years and years and years. We have many, many videos, many, many courses, and recorded events and such like that, because we like documenting everything. We are a very documenting-oriented family, community. So my friend, one of my altar brothers, actually, reminded me a couple of months ago when we were at the Carellian Illustration together in North Carolina. He said, "Hey, Liz, you know, you remember time way back when you did a demo of, like, how to register as a student for Witch School, right?" And I was like, "What are you talking about, man? I don't know what you're talking about." I seriously had forgotten about this. It's so hilarious. I must have been 16 years old, maybe. And it's quite adorable to watch. But that was actually, like, my first ever like public speaking as a witch schooler, as a student, as a future priestess, so that was quite nice. to relive, I suppose. So you guys can go over to Magic TV and give that a watch if you'd like to. Oh, come on. Where is it? Let's see. Well, it's youtube.com/user/magictv. And just search for my name, Liz Hamilton, in the archives, and it will surely pop up. And there it is, 11 years ago. Okay, so I was a bit older than 16. February 10th, we had the Witch School open house, and my little demo was on how to study, and Carla delivered the mentor system rundown and demonstration of sorts. And oh my goodness, that computer is so old. I'm looking at it, and you can actually see the screen like flickering, and you can barely see what's on the screen because of how slowly it was flickering. Oy, oy, oy. So that was very interesting. Hello to whoever's in the chat room. I'm not sure who you are, but I am here. Let me see. Is there anyone calling in yet? No. Okay, so the guest call-in number is 347-308-8222. And so that was one of my very first experiences as a public speaker. And after that, I got into radio. Here on Pagans Tonight Radio Network, actually, I have hosted a hundreds, if not thousands, of hours of radio. We've had continuous radio for going on 9, 10, 11 years, I think it is now. Something like that. That's a lot of hours. That's a lot of hours. Me and Ed calculated it one night. So we've been on for 365 nights a year, 3 hours a night times, I think it's like 5 years. I think it's been 5 years, 5,475 hours. How has it only been that short of a time? That's odd. I'll have to look that up later. Ah, well. Sidetracked. Excellent. Disclosure host, I'm glad that you're listening. If you have any questions, please don't hesitate to ask. I'm very open and friendly, and I like to think that I'm a nice person. A lot of people, other people do also, so I will take their word, their affirmative word for it myself. So, one reason why I am so excited about this rebuild is because there is so much to offer in Witch School. Witch School has been around for years and years and years and years, almost two decades. And it was me become who I am today. It gave me Witch School training, Witch School mentor program, the Karelian tradition gave me this platform where I could express myself and I could learn whenever I had the time, wherever I had the time. 5 minutes a day, an hour a day, 3 hours a day, 30 minutes a day, one page a day, if that's all I had between school and work as a teenager. And it gave me self-confidence. Now that I'm looking back at that Magic TV episode, I was really nervous. I remember being really, really nervous and excited at the same time. It was great. So, yeah, one way that I'm helping is I'm selling t-shirts. And the first t-shirt design will feature on it the Karelium, which is the symbol of the Karelian tradition. And we are teamed up with Not Normal Screen Printing, which is a wonderful pagan t-shirt printing company. And this t-shirt will be in full color. The image on it will be in full color. It's on a white Gildan 5000 t-shirt, and sizes small through extra large is $19.99. 2X is $21.99 and 3X is $23.99. And if you go to bit.ly/CORRTshirts with an S on the end, you can buy one. Just scroll to the bottom, select your size, click add to cart, and check out. And everything will be processed once I have 30 to 50 t-shirts ordered. And currently we have about 7 ordered. I'm expecting to get more over the weekend, so please, 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 if you have an extra $20, if you have a Carillion friend who you know would love to have a t-shirt featuring his or her tradition symbol on it, buy it as a gift for them. And just let me know in an email or DM me on the Witch and Famous Agency Facebook page or any other method that you can use to get a hold of me. You guys are savvy. You know how to do this. If you don't know, ask. and we'll make arrangements to send it to that person when the order is placed and processed and all that good stuff. Okay? So let me see here. What else did I want to cover regarding that? Yeah, so the t-shirts are about $20 each, and about $5 from each purchase will be going to the school, particularly for the website rebuild. And the goal for the website rebuild is $20,000. So, of course, this is not going to be the only thing that Witch and Famous Agency is doing for its client, for my client, Witch School, underneath the Carillion Education Ministries. But this is the first thing, because it's the first thing that pops into my head. Oh, the tradition, hello, everybody loves the Carillion. We all have the patch. Why not a t-shirt also? And if you guys want bulk orders, please contact me directly on Facebook, facebook.com/witchandfamousagency. And we will work out how we're going to go about that. So please contact me before you order in bulk. So let's see, what else shall we talk about? Oh yes, I said I was going to talk about money magic. You're like, you guys might be like, a fundraiser. What's that going to do? A fundraiser can do a whole heck of a lot. Okay? It not only raises money, but it raises morale. It not only raises money, it raises energy. It raises kinetic energy. And what is money but energy in potential form? It is a physical representation of your time and your energy, your sweat, your blood, your effort, your tears, sometimes tears. Hopefully not too many, too often blood or tears, but definitely hard work. So we are also seeking letters from alumni of Witch School. If you or someone you know has benefited from the Anyone, Anywhere, Anytime Pagan and Magical, Magical and Metaphysical Education, please write to the editor of The Daily Spell, who is Lori Barbario Blackman, and the email address that you would send your personal testimonial to is editor@thedailyspell.com. And another thing you guys could do that would be super amazing is to become a supporting member or new supporting member of Witch School. And you can do all this from thedailyspell.com/page/school website rebuild with dashes in between school website and rebuild. I have the link conveniently posted for you guys in the description of this episode, so please do check it out. Too, the t-shirt is also there for you guys to click on and explore. And an example, actually, of the t-shirt is also available on that page. I'm going to be sending out a graphic to the various pages and networks within the system to show you guys pretty much more or less what the image is going to look like on the shirt. And the good folks over at Not Normal Screen Printing say that that's, you know, what it's going to look like roughly on a small. So there's going to be a bit of more space on the sides and maybe even on the top near the neckline for the shirt if it's the shirt is a little bit bigger, like a medium, a large, extra large, etc. So, yeah, I really hope you guys decide to support us in our efforts to rebuild the website from the ground up. There's going to be lots and lots of new material. There's still going to be quite a bit of free material. And, you know, I really don't think that a lot of people realize just how much the school costs to maintain. And I think that there can be a common misconception on how much supporting members we actually have. So there are actually very few. And we appreciate each and every person, and we hope that if we have even more members, we'll be able to run the school for forever. I hope to be teaching at Witch School and a member of the Witch School system when I'm like 100. And I'm 30 now, so we've got 70 years. Let's do this, okay? This is going to be great. I'm really excited. I'm really looking forward to this. We have front page news. Let me see if we have the letters that I mentioned. We have several of them, actually. Several more coming out. They are testimonials and open letters. The first one is from Most Reverend Stephanie Neal on why she feels the Witch School International website rewrite is important. And the second is from Most Reverend Donna Lewis High Carell and his perspective on the importance of this rewrite. And both of them make excellent points. I encourage you to go to thedailyspell.com, and they're right there on the front page, front and center. You might have to scroll down slightly, but it's right there underneath the blog post, right at the top. And it's they're featured, so they're not gonna get lost in the scroll. Oh wow, and we even got tweeted out. Oh, that's nice. I have a helper in the background. I bet that's Ed. Hi Ed, if you're listening. Let me see here. So, oh my goodness. There's someone in the queue. Press 1 if you want to come on the air. I don't know your phone number off the top of my head because I do not have caller ID on this thing. Oh, wait. let me see here. So what else? What else can I tell you guys? Man, I remember the days of being in Hoopston. I visited Hoopston several times, and this was the first home. Well, the first home was actually Danville of Witch School, and then they moved to Hoopston. And when we were in Hoopston in the Gray Elephant building, oh my goodness, I absolutely loved that building. It was gigantic. It smelled like old books and just this odd, amazing sensationalness inside of it. Like when you walked in, you felt like you were walking into an old occult bookstore, almost. And I remember one time that I was there and I took a picture. There's this one specific picture. I wish I still had it. They're online. I'm going to put out the intention to find that picture. But it was a picture of the ritual space upstairs on the top floor. And there were hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of orbs in this picture. And it was just the most fascinating and magical thing that I had ever seen in my life. And the gray elephants, my goodness, there was a mural painted on the front of it, on the bricks of the building. There were the names that we wrote on them Oh my goodness, it was super. It was fantastic. I loved that building, and I'm sorry to see it no longer exists. I learned about that a couple of years ago, and I was pretty heartbroken. I love that old building. there were some really fun stories out of Wood School, with the Gray Elephant building. Goodness, so. So let me see. Okay, let's go for a moment, switching gears yet again, back to money magic, okay? So energy, most of us know, energy is vibration. Energy is that thing which we manipulate when we work magic. When we work magic, we tell that energy, hey, I want you to go out, you energy waves, to go out there into the universe and bring me back this thing that I'm intending to have in my life. So a lot of people might say, oh, well, you know, capitalism, oh, money, I don't need money. Who needs money? Who wants money? You know, money is the root of all evil, et cetera, et cetera. I call baloney. Money is what can help us to live, to grow, and to thrive. Money is energy. The way to attract money is to begin to have a better relationship with money, have a better relationship with its energy, have a better relationship with its vibrations, and think of money as energy. Don't say, oh, I'm going to spend, you know, all this money on my bills. Think, no, I'm going to trade my energy for these things that I enjoy, for my food, for my clothes, for my tires on my car, for an oil change. You know, think of it like as a barter, except that you're just trading pure energy in the form of this bill that you have, or in the form of a swipe of your credit card or debit card through the machines, or, you know, typing it into your computer or whatever you're buying. And then, after you're done, thank the energy. Thank you so much, energy. You've made it possible for me to help programmers. You've helped me pay for my tank of gas for next week when I go to my mundane job. You've helped me get to the Parliament of World Religions this November. You've helped me get to Heartland Pagan Festival last month in May. You know, all of these things, thank energy. And it will in turn grace you with more of its presence. And then, like a miracle, but not because it's magic. Magic is in itself a miracle, but that's kind of semantical. Like magic, it will grow. It will become abundant. Ask the universe, and then thank the universe whenever you find a single penny on the road, whenever you find anything, really, anything of value, anything of beauty, anything that brings you joy and happiness and success, a dime, a quarter, a nickel, a dollar, a $10 bill, a 20. Maybe you'll even find 100 someday. That'd be kind of cool. I've never found $100. Well, actually, you know what? I take that back. I rescind my last statement. I did find a couple of $100 squirreled away. I was moving home from Minnesota, and this was about 6 years ago or so now. I was moving home from Minnesota, and I was unpacking all my boxes, I was looking. I had these envelopes just like laying at the bottom of one box, and I'm like, "What the heck is this?" So I opened them up, and inside were $10, $20, $50. I had money. I had been wondering, you know, how am I gonna, you know, get myself back together? I was living with my mom again. I love my mother. She's great. I was living with my mother, and, you know, I was just getting into a new job and all this. And then this money just kind of, like, said, here, hi, here I am. thank you for finding me again. And I was like, yes, found money. Yes. It just gave me this blaze of hope and light and warmth. And I was so happy that I remembered, now that I'd found it, that I had this extra money laying there in wait, laying there in potential form the entire time that I had lived in Minnesota. Because what I had done before I moved to Minnesota is I had used this system of envelopes for allocating different amounts of money towards certain bills each week or 2 weeks or month. And I guess I just tossed them in a box and forgot about them until it was needed. Isn't that amazing? I think it's pretty spectacular myself. See here. We have about a half an hour left. Let me see. Anything in the chat room? No, nothing in the chat room. Anything on Facebook? Facebook, Facebook, Facebook. Nothing really on Facebook. Okay, so let me now, actually, I forgot to do this earlier. I was going to do it right off. I mentioned how you could directly donate. And we have several people, six of them so far, who have generously donated to which school? Three anonymous folks, Judy Height, James Gibson, and Donald Headley. Thank you so much, Judy, James, Donald, and three anonymous folks, for your bountiful donations. And I look forward to hearing more from each and every one of you as you please write us your letters, share about your experience on Facebook, share the pages that we've put up on Facebook, buy a t-shirt or two, or just make a love donation. It's tax deductible. Completely tax deductible. You can get a write-off in your taxes for it. It's wonderful. So let me see here. What else do I have going on? Oh, yes, I was going to mention where I'm going to be. And as I was describing my thank yous to money, I did mention that I was at Heartland Pagan Festival last month. Amazing time. Amazing people. Met so many friends, new friends, old friends. Friends I didn't even know I had until I met them. And this month and next month, I am running myself ragged to propel forward into the fall, okay? So yesterday was the height of the sun, and that was like the pinnacle. And now is we're tipping over the middle part of the year. We're tipping over the mountaintop, gliding down the hill, careening into the next coming month. It's going to be fantastic. I'm really looking forward to it. I'm going to be in Chicagoland on September 1st through, I don't quite know yet. And then in October, I'm going to be in Buffalo, New York. That is the plan for right now for the Illustration of the Living. And then in November 1st through the 7th, I'm going to be in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. And I will be there for the Parliament of the World's Religions. And I hope to see as many of you there as possible. It's going to be a great time for everyone. And in September 4th through the 10th of this year, we are having the Global Wicca Summit. And let me tell you a little bit about the Global Wicca Summit. It is going to be a we already have the first group of speakers. And let me see here. It is described as utilizing a series of resources, including live broadcasts, video, audio, allowing anyone anywhere to participate in this cyber conference. We will have physical meetings as well to share online resources, but it will take place mainly online. It's going to be a worldwide thing, and we're going to reach Wiccans worldwide through pooling of our resources and effectively managing our time. So the central question of this conference is going to be, is Wicca a global faith? Being held ahead of the seven parliaments of the world's religions because we are seeking to better understand the community, the Wiccan community. And we're going to have a truly open discussion, a dialogue, and we're going to make connections with people all around the world. And it's an interfaith event, but the focus is on Wicca as a faith and a practice. And as it relates to its adherents, Wiccans, and as it relates to the wider world faith community. So we are calling for presentations, papers, panelists, radio, audio, video. You can do it however you want from anywhere in the world as long as you can get to the internet. So for more information, edthepagan@aol.com, and you may as well carbon copy editor@thedailyspell.com as well. Lori Barbario Blackman, the editor of The Daily Spell. And so we have our first group of speakers. They are Selena Fox of Circle Sanctuary. Don Lewis of the Karelian Tradition, Stephanie Neal of the Karelian Tradition, those are the two tradition heads, Ed Carell, myself, Lori Blackman, Belladonna Laveau, and Dusty Dion, High Priest from the Aquarian Tabernacle Church, Reverend Apua Naman Agama from the Philippines. Hi, Apu, we love you! He does so much good work in the Philippines. I cannot wait to hear about how Filipino Wicca is doing. And Right Reverend Ava Alcaret and Reverend Eblis Karelian from Spain and Mexico, respectively. So let's see. Anyone? Nope, nobody in the chat room. Let me see here. What else we got going on? Going to be great. So for more information on that and to keep apprised of all the updates that you care to see about it, thedailyspell.com/GWS will have everything that you could possibly need. And it has like a more in-depth discussion about how it came to be and platforms we're going to be working from, and more information about the Daily Spell and Twitter accounts and recording your meeting, broadcasting your meeting, all that sort of thing. So it's a big letter, more than I have time to go into right now. I want to take a break because I need a little bit of water, kind of flying solo tonight. Let's see. So I am going to randomly pick a song from the extensive playlist, and let's see here. I haven't heard this Nomads Fire, Bow, and Brimstone. Be right back. Here on the Karelian Family Hour, PTRN.
Thank you.
And we're back on the Carillion Family Hour. My name is Lady Elizabeth Carell, and I'm here with Ed Carell. Hi, Ed.
Hi, Liz. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Well, actually, I've been beaten to the edges this week because it's been really a strong physical week for me at the worm farm, and also spending my evenings working on great projects.
Amazing. So I hear in the next hour you're going to dive into some of that for us. Would you like to begin now?
A little bit.
What?
Yeah. Well, so one of the things I've been looking at, so probably as you're talking about money is magic.
Mm-hmm.
You've been talking about how it is, and I've been noticing, like, I've been consuming a lot more Facebook groups.
Mm-hmm.
Out there. And one of them is YouTube Pagans. And it seems to me one of the biggest arguments is why, I still argue that there's no really, like, really big pagan players in the YouTube world compared to a lot of other, compared to a lot of other genres of YouTube
right.
videos. Yeah. And some of them complain, like, well, they don't put out very good stuff, and they're getting, like, thousands of views to other people, and they don't understand how it works. So I understand one of the big things I'm learning is that we've never lived in a better time. The Internet's never been easier. We've never had less middlemen to distribute our goods. And yet people still see, like, money, getting likes and getting followers and getting all of that seems to be difficult for them. In the same way they're getting money is. They don't understand it's just energy. It's just attention. They don't understand they have to grab people's attention. And that takes a little bit of their energy. They have to use your energy to get attractive and more energy.
Right. And also I think in that vein is that they think, that YouTube video wasn't even that long or it wasn't even that great. They don't see the sometimes days and hours and sometimes of filming and editing that goes into those, 30-second or minute-long videos, which is a lot of energy.
Well, you talk about the Witch School rebuild, and one thing that Witch School has done amazingly well is since its inception, first is the Daily Spell in 1998, is a kind of a page where you can see all the lessons and buy the book, which were hand-bound spiral comb books.
Yes.
And we used Yahoo Groups, which would be eventually Yahoo Groups, through its couple of conversations to basically communicate with people. And then
mm-hmm.
we decided we were getting too big. We used a website, and then we used Magic TV, and we used we were one of the very first YouTube users. We've used blogs, the Ning site. We've done Pagan Site Radio. We've used every tool. We have Facebook groups. We use every social media tool we can. Maybe not
Absolutely.
As well into the super numbers, but we use every tool. We've evolved into every set of tools, which is why we're in our next rebuild, is because the Internet changes and we have to be more adaptive.
Correct.
Because
what does not adapt does not survive.
And we kind of made – so one of the things that sets up Witch School and all of our projects is we started with a premise. And let me offer you that premise is that learn anything, anywhere, anytime was a basic belief. Providing a magical education to anyone, anywhere, any place, combined with for how long? A lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
And that premise of a lifetime membership, which we've honored since we started it, in 2001, we're 18 years later. this will be our 17th anniversary. This will be our 17th anniversary, September 4th. We have honored that, and that's another reason to rebuild. But because we don't ask for a lot of money, and sometimes they live really close to the edge, because it's a 99% volunteer basis service. We pay for very little, just our bandwidth, which is expensive, and have to go outside to specialists when we need to do repair work
mm-hmm.
and upgrades. So that's why we're doing it. Because the internet changes. It gets better. It gets more useful. It gets more exciting. And the witch school has always been there. It's always been making these changes.
Yep, I remember way back when.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness,
and
it was so great.
And some of the ideas that we do, it's very interesting because I think people don't realize. So everybody knows we're doing Facebook Live, and everybody's talking about live streaming.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go into the Magic TV archives, we were doing live streaming back in 2012 when it was difficult.
Oh, yeah. It was. I remember it being so difficult because the connections were slow, the platform was clunky. Ugh. It's so much easier now.
But the point is, we gained the experience early on. We knew that people wanted live streaming. You know, for an Oracle tradition, we kind of know where it is going. And I guess that's one of the things I think you did articulate very well about the Witch School rebuild. It isn't that we're rebuilding because we're getting old. It's we're rebuilding because we want to be relevant.
Right.
And have all the latest tools for people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. I know that we're going to have the easier course navigation. We're going to have, like, multilingual course navigation and easier access to find them. We're going to have, like, an easier, I think, did I read about communication? Like, how people can interact with one another, I do believe. A lot of different things that are going to come out. And it's going to be, like, you know, it's not going to be, like, one, you know, month or whatever. This is going to take, like 5 or 6 months?
No, I think the rest of the summer. I think we're supposed to have it back up. By the time we do the summit, I think the school will be ready for its it's a rundown.
Awesome.
And I think that it's a matter of how quickly we raise some of the money to finish off. I mean, we've already paid for part of it, but we are, you know, we don't want to struggle. It depends on how long we struggle to earn the money because we have to buy some very particular pieces of security software. And that's a big thing too, because we don't take a lot of information. We're very careful with our information. We're very private. Yeah, for all our public, is that more centralization of our archives. There's a lot happening.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's all inside the Witch School world directly. And from the Witch School world, we're surrounding, like you did the t-shirt biz, we're starting to spawn and see other things come out there. One of the most exciting things is a lot of the temples we have, are doing videotapes and video.
Yeah.
And I'm finding out there are more Blog Talk radio stations based on the Corellian tradition. So.
Oh, really?
And over. I'm sure, like, there's Deep Waters. I guess the Corellian door system has its own. The Corellian walkers
yes.
have their own radio.
The World Walkers, yes.
They have their own network.
Mm-hmm.
And then Ted of the Pagan Pathways has been doing a lot more. Audio and off Facebook, he's been doing far more of it since we met, and he's been doing well with that. I mean, so I'm hoping that we're an inspiration for people to do. Because you're talking about money, and I think one of the things I think the pagan community's got to come to resources is come to understand resources.
Yeah.
Because we can do things with more resources. But I know people, a lot of people don't like resources or talking about resources. Hmm?
Because
then you talk about money.
Right. And money has become this sort of bad word, and it's really unfortunate to me, you know, when I see this, because I've undergone that transformative process myself. And I think as more and more of us go through this and learn, realize, and wake up to the power that potential energy sitting there in that $100 bill, in that $20 bill, can give us, it's going to be exponential. Well, I don't know I don't know the percentage at which that will tip to basically, you know, the 100th monkey type thing. But I know, I just have a feeling that it's coming.
One thing I teach people, and I'm pointing out, so materially, what's the difference between a $1 bill and a $100 bill?
The value materially, with which we put on it.
Right, literally, materially, it's the exact same amount of paper, same amount of ink. It's just designed a little different, right?
Right. More security features in the 100.
A little bit. I mean, the difference between a 20 and a 100, there is none except for the, including the security features, there's really none, no difference except for what's printed on it.
Right.
And the value we give it. Well, I think that's true of people, too. We're all made of basically the same stuff. I mean, some more, some less. But what we think we have printed on ourselves, what we think our value is often misunderstood.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do we think of ourselves as dollar bills, you know, or do we think of ourselves as $20 bills or $100 bills? And I think that we, you know, designate that by the hour or by the day. And it's hard for people to realize they're absolutely priceless. They're unique. They're powerful. They're priceless. And any resources they can obtain is that they're worth it. But they've been caught in this sort of world of thinking of, I have only a limited value. I only have so much value. You know, I'm a minimum wage worker. You know, who would pay my words? Who wants to hear what I have to say? I mean, if people are listening to me, they're going to listen to you. I mean, I'm like the most unlikely person in the world. I have lived one of the most unlikely lives. And I've had a great time doing that. We had great experiences. I'm going to have more great experiences because I expect to do more cool things.
Absolutely.
And, I mean, I'm planning to go to the Parliament of World Religions and not just be at the Parliament of World Religions, but transmit the Parliament of World Religions to the world, to be a not just a participant, but a noisemaker, a transmitter, somebody who shows their perspective with the world of what's happening. I mean, and that's kind of cool.
Absolutely. That's going to be phenomenal. And I can't wait to help you with that. I really can't wait. We had so much fun at the last parliament. It was transformative and mind-blowing. And you've been at every parliament since they basically, like, in the modern era, I guess one would say.
I was a major volunteer at the first parliament, too. I mean, I went to the first parliament as a volunteer. I was an assistant stage manager. And then the second parliament, I went as a representative of the Fellowship of Isis, of a Lady Olivia herself and Laura James' daughter, as well as the Karelian tradition. And then Spain was the year I got so sick. Oh, that was an awful one. I got so sick in Spain. That was a hard
problem. Oh,
no. Oh, yeah. It was a hard problem. It was a difficult one because it was a very different type of it. 2009 Australia, where the Wicca pagan debate has really begun. Is Wicca really a pagan faith, or is it a new religious movement? Is it neo-paganism? And from there, 2015 was probably, so there was, people don't realize there's supposed to be a 2013, maybe 14. There was supposed to be one in Belgium, but the change in the dollar rate, there's a lot of things that happened that really caused the Belgium one to fail. And it almost put the parliament out of business. And then the Salt Lake City in 2015, and now that was really nice. It was very interesting. It was very Americanized, I think, in some ways. But that was one where it was women and children and nature. I mean, if a pagan put that one on, he wouldn't have changed anything for it. Wait, our vice chairman – so Scott had a lot to do with that. And so that was an event that was so much. I mean, I don't know how it could have been any different. And now 2018, it's really time for the Wiccans. And I feel me, because I've been to every parliament. There's been just a few of us who have inside the community. I feel like it's like, okay, how do we take our stand on a global platform? How do we there as Karelians, and not just Karelians, but other Wiccans, and say, all right, you've all been talking about our faith in bits and pieces. Here are we as a collective. Here is we as a whole. Here is we as representing as many voices as we possibly can. We're a global religion, and we need to stand with pagans as pagans, but I think we also need to stand separate and identify we're Wiccans, and we have a very big value to the world, and you can identify us. Stop, lumping us all together and recognizing that we are also a force unto ourselves. And I know that's very controversial. Absolutely. Yeah.
Absolutely.
But I think it's a very controversial position, because it says, oh, just break this up into further pieces. But I also will say that I also feel very strongly that the other side of the fence is that a lot of pagan traditions are upset that Wicca is seen as the major thing. So, oh, you're pagan. Oh, you're a Wiccan. No, they're not synonymous. So if Wiccans were say less paganism, say more mm-hmm. Wiccanism, there might be less need for them to be nasty about calling us all fluffy bunnies and Llewellyns and McWitches and all sorts of nasty stuff that they
right.
do towards the Wiccans. Or, pagan light. I mean, you're not really pagans, you're Wiccans. Well, and I'm tired of that attitude from the pagan community, too, that Wiccans are something less.
So am I. Oh, my goodness. The thing that boggles my mind about that is, some of them don't even bother really to get to know us. They just think, oh yeah, I'm going to parrot whatever, Joe McSchmo over there said. And that's kind of aggravating. They don't even give us a chance. But, we don't need the one of the most valuable things that I've learned in doing all of this so far is that we as a collective don't need permission from anyone but ourselves. And that realization is very powerful.
Well, and so, okay, so why don't we go ahead and do this? Why don't we're doing a station identification. We're at Pagans Tonight Radio Radio Network on Blog Talk Radio, pagantonight.com. You can get us straight away here. You're on with Sir Elizabeth Hamilton, and she's been talking about the Karelian Hour, talking about the Wood School system. And where can people go ahead and donate again? Why don't you give out that URL?
That would be thedailyspell.com/page/school-website-rebuild. And the T-shirts can be found at bit.ly/CORR T-shirt with an S on the end.
Mm-hmm. And if you buy a T-shirt, or and we'll give you a mention on the air here next week. As a bonus, we'll give you a mention next time we're on the air, or we get Don to do it. And if you make a donation, we'll mention you as well. Please help us support this project.
Absolutely,
okay.
Yes. Please do.
And so we're just starting a few minutes early, but I guess with the transmission, and this is kind of where. But I think to answer your question, or with your statement, is I think people don't understand how energy develops authority and power in our society. People all think, I think one of the problems I think you mentioned is that pagans and Wiccans feel like they have a right to censor or vote on who else is pagan or Wiccan.
Right. Yep.
Right?
Yep, we see it all the time. Absolutely.
So,
you're not this or that enough. You don't wear this, you don't wear that, you don't use robes, you use too many robes, you don't have enough tools, blah 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 blah. Your directional quarters are wrong, yada yada. The whole nine yards,
right.
I've heard it all.
Right. And so let me offer you this. So there's too much. So I think one of the things we have to realize is that the pagan movement started in the 50s and the 60s, the modern pagan movement. And I hate to say it, it coincides with the baby boomer movement of rock and roll. And I think rock and roll has really gotten into our hearts. It has. And this is like thinking like a pagan, because I really spent a lot of time fighting, not fighting, but trying to understand the difference between Christian culture, the culture that is Christian in our society, the culture that's American in our society, and what a free culture looks like.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, basically, it's hard for us to get around Christianity because it's the core of our language. Really, they teach a lot of literature through Bible. I mean, we use a lot of words that were invented for the Bible. You know, to surprise other ideas that it has basically in our language, English language, and especially the Spanish language as well. And the Italian language is based in this sort of Christian-based language, this biblical-based language, based off Latin and things of that nature. So it's very hard for us sometimes to realize how much of our language is biblical,
right,
even if we don't want it to be. So it's hard for us to – so when I say think like a pagan – I really mean, like, well, let's go beyond that. You have to feel a little bit beyond the words. And so, in a sense, paganism started to develop these ideas of rock stars. Zero-sum mm-hmm. games. If I have followers, are you going to have followers? So we had Oberon Zell. And we had Isaac Bonowitz. And we had Terence McKenna. And we had all sorts of different people. We had Patricia Moynihan, we had Starhawk, we have Unmaka Nightmare, we have Selena Fox, we have all sorts of people, Lady Drama, we've had Lady Sheba, you know, Christopher Penzick in the modern day. And if you notice all of them, what are they all have in common? Ellen Dugan, Christian Day, what is his name? The psychic John Edwards. They're all singular. They're like the rock bands. Like you have the Beatles and the Who and the Rolling Stones. And you have the lesser bands like the Mamas and the Papas. I know people don't see them. Or, you know.
Hey, the Mamas and the Papas are good.
Right. Absolutely. Or you have the more modern rock bands like Megadeth and Guns N' Roses or Blue Oyster Cult, one of my favorites.
Yes.
But you hear them all in a singular term. It's a really big thing about our community. And so every group, every leader is like his own charismatic rock star. And it forces a lot of competition that isn't necessary because you don't see a lot of cooperation. It's very similar to what you see in the pagan churches, the mega churches. You've got the 700 Club with Robertson, or you've got the mega churches that are out there, Joe Osteen. Again, singular charismatic people leading their followers, much more in a messianic type of situation. So paganism is riddled with a sort of rock star status. Have you ever noticed? I don't know if people have noticed that.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, are you an author? Who are you as an individual? So when I went to convocation, I saw something that was really cool and got me really thinking. I saw one of my best friends, Michelle Bellinger.
Yes.
Bella J. I never pronounced it right last night. She knows I butchered it. And Ellen Dugan, which she always does. And she's got a great house. If you haven't been following her Twitter feed, you've got to check it out. She's got a new house. She's bought up a really nice, interesting house. And she's got new psychic cards, and she's got new books. And she went with Ellen Dugan, and they both shared the speech about how to become independent authors of fiction books in this sort of genre of of supernatural romance and supernatural story writing. And they had this great thing, and they were like, they shared their pools, and I go, wow, why don't we see more of that? And I got me thinking about it. And so one of the things that we all are striving to fight for resources, for money and everything else, and we all look to Hafiz, and I realized, so, what do you know about the Green Album? Do you know anything about the Green Album?
Oh, God, yes. I think I was actually on the air when that was released with Pam.
Mm-hmm.
a few years ago. Gosh, it's been like, what, like 3 or 4 years now, hasn't it?
Has it been?
And,
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think it's been at least a few years. I know I've had it for a while. So basically, the Green Album is a collaboration. It's a collaborative effort between like 6 or 7 different pagan artists/groups, and they all got together. Each one of them wrote a song, and then they all put it on the album together. And it's helping the Rainforest Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
Which is phenomenal because rainforest is, you know, the lungs of the planet, the lungs of Gaia.
Right. So, and that was probably one of the best-selling albums out in our community. The implications of that, I think, are still rippling. So by being rock stars, we're always trying to compete upward, and we kind of always look to try to how do we accelerate our own careers, our own traditions.
Mm-hmm.
And the Green Album showed me something else. So too many pagans act like rock stars, but I think the millennials learn a lesson. I think we're going to start seeing more like hip-hop stars. And people go, what do you mean by hip-hop stars? We're not going to go all rapping. Well, we do rap. We chant. We invocate. We do incantations. I mean, I have
right.
my new one. We have my new one, which is we are the seed before the tree. We're the lightning before the thunder. We're the thought before the deed. We're the awe before the wonder. That's a pretty good rap.
It really
you
is.
Know, that'd be a good hook. That'd be a good hook. And what happens is that, so the hip-hop community came out of a very much a poor, you know, black community, but a poor community. And they hustled hard. I mean, I grew up in one of the cities and was friends with people who tried to do this house music. I always tell people, me and Snoop Dogg are the same age. Yeah, we're exactly the same
age. I didn't realize that.
Yeah. Oh, sure. We're only born a few days apart, I think. Only a very short period of time apart. So for me, rap and hip hop were a culture, something I started growing up and watching emerge. And what mm-hmm. they did do is that they, instead of fighting each other, saying they had their battle music. So when they went to say which one was better, they didn't go, oh yeah, I'm gonna play this song. And they had their battles of bands were like, we're gonna take you on more directly. We're gonna rhyme against each other versus, I'm going to play my song versus your song, which is very polite in its own way. You know, one rock band didn't say, okay, I'm going to write a song that's going to tell you how bad you are. And the other rock stars didn't write back and write a song for that. Everybody played in their own grooves, and everybody was polite. Everybody made it, but everybody was isolated. You know, it was very hard. You know, if you're a fan of Megadeth, you know, are we a fan of Guns N' Roses? And people became fanatical. And it really fractures the music industry sometimes because then who's the big star? And everybody's chasing the next big star. This is the important part. But when Snoop Dogg emerged and Dr. Dre emerged and you had Grandmaster Flash, they did something to make themselves more important. Once any of them had a little fame, they invited the other ones on. NWA knew... Yeah, NWA was another example. They had a lot of different groups. Ice Cube, they had EZZ, they had more people. Dr. Dre, they had these collaborative efforts. To this day, they still have it. There's their cross albums, Jay-Z, Kanye West, they bring on to it. Rihanna, they bring on new stars. So inside their music culture, they, having low resources, use each other to help build more fame for all of them. Which is something you don't see in that sort of charismatic rock group. If money is energy, and energy is represented by the way you're focusing your attention, right?
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to know that if you're an emerging leader, would you like to be emerging in a world where you have to compete against all of these other charismatic leaders, big name pagans, BNPs, and try to how to improve your skill to the point where you can go ahead and compete with them? Or to say, oh, I could be as good as them? Or would you rather be in a community that says, oh, those BNPs are going to help me out because they like what I have to say, they might actually bring me on stage with them. And this
would
be
at
Heartland.
The
right? So would I. I mean, at Heartland, right, I was really talking to people, but my program was different than the other ones. I didn't have a chance to cooperate with Byron Ballard, who I loved and adore. I didn't know Dr. Scott and him in Mythology and Pilgrimages, right? But if we were given enough energy and time, what would it have been like if, and we did a panel just on people's questioning, which was really good because it gave us different perspectives. And we've got that film somewhere. We're going to show, and we're going to be able to see this panel. It was really good. I think it had some really good pieces in it. And you see some panels, but still it's about my opinion versus your opinion. I don't know why we couldn't have, you know, said, hey, you're the three main speakers. Why don't you guys get together and do a class together? Wow, that's an interesting.
Really awesome.
Right? And so why couldn't we do more of this? I saw the YouTube pagans, and they're like, they're all different. None of them have gotten, like, really breakthroughs, and we don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
But why can't we do more collaborations? Even the radio, I think, and Pagans Tonight Radio is probably the closest we have. Where we do collaborate. We do want to go on each other's shows.
Absolutely.
We do help each other out. And you see, and what do we get out of that? We're at 2,961 shows. We're exactly, as of tonight, this is 2,962 shows. We have exactly 38 shows left before we hit 3,000 shows.
Wow.
Episodes, we should call them. They're not, because sometimes the show's two or three shows a night. We're literally, because we have this collaborative effort, we are literally 28 shows. I think you're 38 shows. Yeah, 38 shows away from reaching 3,000. It's a lot of shows. Not a lot of pagans, and not a lot of radio shows have 3,000 episodes, much less pagan ones.
That's true. That's very true.
Mm-hmm. So when we're looking at energy, and we're looking at that, so this last piece I'm going to offer for everybody. So, hey, if you really want to be something better, in the tech industry, you have to collaborate. Nobody can know it all. Period.
Absolutely.
There's no bloody way. If that has not. And so so we have like a group that we just started out of Heartland, which came out of this idea of collaboration, right? If money is energy, and energy is energy, and computers are energy, and computers magic. Technology is magic. Is it called what? The Wizard Technic?
Wizard Technic.
The Order of the Wizard's Technic, and this is a volunteer group. If you are a technologist, contact us. Yeah, you've got my number. You know, you can find me, DM me. And so contact Liz. But we're gonna build. But what we're looking at is that we're trying to build. So what we're doing is we've got an individual. I guess we mentioned name Andrew, who's helping lead the effort. Who understands a lot about agile software development, a lot of ideas. We have JJ, and we want to wish him the best on his wedding this weekend.
Yay! Is it this weekend? No, it's next weekend. Close enough, though.
Is it next weekend?
Or is it the weekend?
Yeah,
it's July 7th, whatever that weekend is. So it's very close.
Okay, so he's preparing, and he's helping discuss things like AI, not AI, VR. And everybody knows
VR
I've been trying
AR.
Deep into, and we've been talking about AI and everything else. So we see the future very particularly, and you're basically studying social media, how to get attention from people.
Absolutely.
And so we're looking at this sort of collaborative effort. So what we see now is that we see a lot of individual efforts. We see Phyllis Krott talking about the God's message to her, the God's message, the green message to her, and she's writing her book and her thing. We don't see a lot of crossing. We see Belladonna and Dusty going across the country as a world tour, which I think is a great thing. And they're talking about their message from Demeter. Interesting. And they're trying to establish it. And you're only starting to see the edges of it because I think Don's a great collaborator.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been collaborating with people. And he goes, what do you mean he's a great collaborator? You know, Don could focus a lot more content of himself at these events instead of interviewing other people. People don't realize that he goes out of his way to interview other people. So one of the things we've done, and I think this is where we get past this sort of idea of being just rock stars, to be more of this sort of nurturing culture and part of the Wish Goal Rebuild, is that we've interviewed everybody. We've given a lot of people an opportunity to present their stories either through the radio, through blogs on the Daily Spell, through classes they've written on the Witch School, or through expression through Magic TV, through rituals, through all sorts of things we've recorded. And I think we build a nurturing platform to let people share ideas. We have Facebook groups. We still have like several hundred Yahoo groups that sit there. If Yahoo groups ever come off again, we're ready.
Yep, we sure are. We will be there in Blue Square.
So in a lot of ways, I want people to start thinking about, as they're emerging as a leader, what type of leader do you want to be? How important is it that you are in charge of your group and that your group is defined by following your rules, your teachings, your ideas? Or how much more of it? Because here's the thing that I don't think anyone gets, or so few people get. When I started paganism, there were a couple hundred books maybe on the outside level that were considered like the library of a pagan.
Mm-hmm.
By the time you started your career, 25 years later, more or less.
Pretty much.
Because I started as a 20 teenager, more or less. You had probably a couple of thousand books to choose from.
I think that's a fair assessment. At least a thousand, we'll just say.
Right. I've been looking it up. When I started out, there were 7 videos really that dealt with this issue directly from pagan sources. 7.
Wow.
Yeah. And they were expensive. They're like $50, $60 a piece to get them.
That's crazy.
We used to lend them and we used to rent them out of the shop for $2 or $3 a day. So people could take these videos home. We had 7 of them. Yeah.
Wow.
Right? So that was the beginning.
You know, when I... Ooh.
And when you started, we didn't have any videos yet. We had none for ourselves. We had done some filming, but we had no videos. We had just the text, the written classes on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
But we also had 1,000 books out there, and there were more videos available. Okay. So take it today. Literally, Witch School alone has 3,000 videos. We're about to do 3,000 episodes of radio. We have hundreds of classes. Today, there's a new book coming out every single day about some feature of paganism and Wicca. We have search engines. Don Little, one of our great friends out there, talks about having several hundred books on her laptop or her Kindle or tablet. And on top of that, she has a search engine on top of that, so she can look into any one of those books to find what she needs.
Yep.
So,
amazing.
So the millennials were brought up with an ever-increasing amount of information and an ever-increasing amount of diversity in their teachings, and Generation Z has everything. There's literally an unlimited amount of data about every branch of paganism and Wicca available to them, as well as every other religion in the world and every other idea in science.
Right.
So I don't think there's as much room. What's that?
The scope of it all. Like, I mean, being a millennial, I just kind of, take it sometimes that, you know, well, of course I have this whole library available to me on my Kindle. You know, it's just normal for me. It's very normal and natural that I you know, be able to search on my laptop in any of my PDF books or, you know, ebooks or EPUB or whatever the heck the format is called, and be able to find what I'm looking for. I don't have to memorize, you know, chapter and verse, basically.
But like Phaedra and Oberon and Selena and Starhawk, that's exactly what they had to do. And they had to write it down because it was an oral tradition for the biggest part. Dinah Cole Schultz, Ed Fitch, all of these guys had to create that which you're reading now.
Right.
And this is where the big debate of Wicca comes in, of its age. It isn't that Wicca is a new religion. It's been an old religion, and it's way older than people want to give it credit for. It's way past Gardner.
Mm-hmm.
What they see with Gardner is the birth of the modern movement.
Right.
I always argue that's the second thing. And he made it from being oral and agricultural, local and linear, to international and industrial, meaning he used industrial methods to print the books.
Mm-hmm.
He finally took an old religion and added the industrial touch of mass production to bring the books out. Him, Sybil Leek, and all these other folks. And we haven't stopped since.
Right.
So these various rock star type celebrities, nature that we've taught into people, and you know, you get your book contract, you get your, you know, that sort of thing. You know, you get your book contract, you get your speaking engagements, you go out there and teach the world, you try to build up your temples, you build up your tradition. Is very industrial, very 20th century, very powerful, powerful, powerful ideas of spreading, and we've spread. But now we've spread so much that, you know, why are we seeing, and why do we still see this rock star model when we see so much other things? And I think that holds us back. I think that idea that my ideas have to be successful in and of themselves. What happens? Can we see more collaboration? Are we going to see more collaboration? And I think once you start seeing the community collaborate more, share the resources, and the T-shirt, the Corellian T-shirt is a perfect example of this first incubation.
Yeah.
Because you got pushback. I mean, people wanted, after you said, oh, we're going to use this pagan, you know, pagan,
yep.
Not pagan, it's not a pagan T-shirt company. It's a T-shirt company ran by pagan.
Right.
Okay. It's not a pagan T-shirt company. It's a T-shirt that has pagans out there. And we came to a fair price to get them produced. And we're paying more than most than you can get from, like, some of the other cheaper systems. There are cheaper systems out there. And you have pushback and said, oh, did you bid it out or anything else?
And I said no.
Right.
Because I was like, absolutely not. I am the representative as CEO and president of Witch and Famous Agency of the Corellian tradition of Witch School, of CEM. And of pagans. I want to help pagan producers. I want to help pagan creators, pagan artists, pagan vendors, pagan T-shirt companies. Why would I take our money anywhere else but pagandom?
But that
it didn't make any sense to me. It was kind of insulting. It was kind of insulting, actually, to be frank.
Mm-hmm. But it's a common element that we should squeeze out as much profit as we can for the individual instead of seeing it as
right.
a collaborative effort to sustainability. That is what I think the Witch and Famous platform, I tell everybody it's an attention platform. What does that mean? It means we're going to help people get attention to deal with our products. We're going to be collaborative.
Mm-hmm.
I think so. If energy is money and attention is money, when we're making videos in the future, we're not going to go out there and just try to write random things. We're hoping that people to have their products in our videos so that we use things that we are using in our community so people can see us using them so they want them themselves.
Right. Absolutely.
And that's some of the energy of it. So when you talk about what we want to do, we want to increase the amount of energy in the world. We want to create the best of goodwill in the world. And the best way to do that is spread more knowledge. So for us, rebuilding Witch School, working on going to the problem of world religion, working on more of the daily spell, working on the order of the words of the wizard's technique. If you really are a technical person, I mean, like high-end technical, and have ever wanted to deal with the religion of technology, that's the group. We have, it is interesting. We do have people in that group, and me too. I mean, there's a religion to technology. I'm religiously technology. I'm a religious technologist. People think I'm kidding. Watch it. The technium is the seventh order. No, they don't think I'm kidding.
No, I would say, you know, you were saying, you know, people think you're kidding, and I'm like, no, you're not kidding. You're absolutely telling the truth. You've been preaching this for forever.
And so I think there's a lot of collaboration in there. So in this last, let me go ahead and let's conclude this. So I think that too many people work with rock stars, spending too much time and effort trying to get a perfect individual, a perfect person, who then breaks through into the countryside and then carries us all along. And I think that's a mythology. Because even if we break through, Patrick McCollum is now broken through the global thing. He's not necessarily taking all of us with him.
No.
He's rising higher and higher, and he's helping the community, but he's not really bringing up a whole bunch of people. Oberon broke through with his wizard things like that. But who are we hearing about who's he's bringing into the community to be more leaders? This is an important part. We're hearing all of these leaders come out, but are we hearing the secondary leaders? Are we hearing who they're nurturing? Are we hearing about, we hear a lot about Selena Fox and her people, but are we know who else is being nurtured in that? We do a little bit. We have Moonfeather, we have Bob, we have a few people who are known. So Selena's doing some of that. I'm in the Corellian tradition, though. I think that we hear a lot more of that. We're hearing more of that. We have so many great people, and we're trying to spread the word because we know that this is our task. Phyllis Schrott, who is something, and let's hope nothing ever does, Phyllis Schrott, who's the person who then moves into Phyllis Schrott's position? Under our current model, nobody does. It's about who merges as the next rock star. Who's the next big voice? Who's the next Selena Fox? Who's the next Starhawk? Who's the next T-Thorn Coyle is like one of those emerging voices. Or Crystal Blanton. We hear much more of this sort of like these individuals who lead. And we're not seeing like, oh, well, we have this collective over here and you can pick all these leaders out. All of these leaders are actually working together.
Right.
And so if we can take anything out of what is the hip-hop culture or out of a collaborative structure is, can we now work together a little bit more to help us all benefit? And if we can do that, that unleashes a lot more resources for a lot more people and makes us less vulnerable to events like a Kenny Klein. 30-something years mm-hmm. a musician, major musician, and he ended up having really nasty private habits to put him in jail. I'm not going to go into it too much. But let's be honest, he was a convicted pedophile. I mean, I don't have to do it. And we spent a lot of time and energy in this rock star model that Kenny Klein, the big rock star. Now people barely play his music. People barely deal with him because of the embarrassment that he brought in his final actions. This is our vulnerability with the rock star model. Our leaders got feet of lead. In our more collaborative model, like in hip hop, sure, our leaders have feet of lead, but now we have other leaders we look at, so we can share and model more behaviors, and we can be more observant and realize people are flawed. Because the problem wasn't
right.
that Kenny Klein had bad habits; it's that we put all our energy behind him, so that he became such a voice that he blanked out a lot of the other voices.
Mm-hmm.
And when he became a problem, there was no other voices to say, oh, well, I'm still here to take over this music, to take care of this message.
Right.
If Oberon passes, who's there to take over Oberon's place? Who's there going to continue the message of being a person of wizardry and wonder? So rock stars don't create replacements. They create competitors.
Right.
And while hip-hop create competitors, they also create coalitions. Be one another two that I choose. I love rock music, but I'd rather live in a hip-hop culture than a rock star culture. I don't want to be a rock star. I'd much rather be a hip-hop star where I'm speaking and sharing my stage with everybody else like I always have. And if we can do more of that, we can have more money. We can think like a pagan. And here's where it makes it think like a pagan. Nature prefers, it creates the big predators, the rock stars. You know, say dinosaurs, but they're easy, they're vulnerable. What they do make is great, are the pack hunters, the hunters that can actually share and work together can do better. You see it over and over again in nature. They have more resilience. So that's the last step of it. If you want to know what's more natural to us, collaborating and working together is much more natural to us than just being following a single leader. And that's been our mistake. We're not Messiah followers. We're not charismatic followers. We're pagans. And I think we prefer to be in a circle than we are to be in a straight line. And that's why I think like a pagan thing.
Awesome. I like that.
Thank you.
That's really so, especially like the last little bit there. The you know, we prefer it being circles. We do everything in circles.
Mm-hmm.
Everything. Because a circle is a giant container for energy. A straight line directs the energy. Wow. Now I have a lot to think about.
And I think we've given people things. I think you've helped give a lot of people a lot to think about. So I think with that, I think that this makes for a good evening. And I think that I think we've shared well tonight. And if you have any questions, please join us. And so why don't you bring a song to take us out of this?
Okay, you know which one I'm going to play already, right? Like my favorite song that plays on just about every show that I that I do. Let's see here.
Right,
and,
so right before we play.
Okay.
Bit.ly, core T-shirt. It's not just a T-shirt. It's a culture. It's a change in culture. And help us rebuild Witch School. Witch School Rebuild with hyphens. We got to figure out a better one. The Daily Spell, there's a button for it on the front page. So
yes, on the front page at the very top, underneath the feather, is the WSI website rebuild. And right next to that is the T-shirt sale also. So everything is right there.
And if you're technical enough to track us down, and want to join the Technic, we have to tell you, you just have to figure out how to contact us.
That's it.
If you're good enough to do that, you're good enough to join us.
Yep, just give us a DM in any of our places out there on the World Wide Web. We're everywhere, pretty much.
Absolutely, and growing. And I hope everybody has a good day. And think about it. I think you're right. Just think about it and be grateful. And I think Liz made it up today. So the lesson of the day is, I think that Liz put it there. You know, be attractive. You know, be generous, be attractive, and to be grateful for money. You know, thank it. Actually, begin, you know, energy spirits. How would you phrase that earlier? You did such a good job of it.
Well, I can't remember what it was exactly. I'm trying to think back. It was basically you have to recognize that energy is part of you. And you are part of energy. You are energy. The money is simply the potential energy. Just like the candle is a potential energy for when you strike the match and light it. Light the wick. The potential energy transforms into the kinetic energy when the fire from the match or the lighter burns the wax. It transforms it. So when you buy something with money, you're using energy to buy that thing. You're not using money, you're using energy. $10, $20, $100, $1,000. Energy. Time and energy. That's it.
And if you can work more collaborative with people, we can unleash more energy, which will give us better, a better culture.
Exactly.
All right.
And a better society. All right, guys. Peace. Blessed be. See you next time. Don't know when that's going to be yet, but it'll be soon. All right. Here's Go Away God Boy S.J. Tucker. This is Ed and Elizabeth signing off.
Change. listening to Pagans Tonight. Pagans unite on Pagans Tonight. Many paths, one network. For over 5 years, we've been the place to connect with the best, brightest, and most trusted voices in the pagan world. Every night is Pagans Tonight.